I want to think about jealousy and coping with jealousy. Now, Solomon, I think, is an example of somebody who had a lot of people who were jealous of him. Of course he would. I mean, he was the most wealthy person on earth. He had, you know, 1,000 women. He picked up whatever woman he wanted. He had power to do whatever he wanted. Of course people were going to be jealous of him. And that's why he himself says that jealousy is cruel as the grave. He himself realized that jealousy is very, very cruel. And as you read through Proverbs, you keep on and on coming across this issue of jealousy. And he condemns jealousy and laments jealousy and warns against it. And of course, what he said was true, and all that he says stands absolutely true. But it is also true that he was also speaking rather on his own agenda, as well as having been inspired by God. So then, he suffered from jealousy, and you know, it's how he ends the Song of Solomon. In Song of Solomon chapter 8, that jealousy is cruel as the grave. He really did experience this himself. And he says in Proverbs 27:4, for example, wrath is cruel, anger is overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? So he says that jealousy is worse than cruelty, it's worse than anger that is overwhelming. Jealousy is even worse. And even with all his power and glory, he could not escape the pain of other people being jealous of him. So, as I say, jealousy is a major theme that he often laments in Proverbs. He laments it at the end of Song of Solomon. And when you come to Ecclesiastes, he also talks about it in the context of death. And he says there in Ecclesiastes 9:6 that really jealousy comes to an end when you die. It only comes to an end in death. Then there is no more jealousy. And yet, you know, I take Ecclesiastes to be him talking at the end of his life, a sort of nihilism, when he's, as the historical record says, he's lost his faith, he's turned away from Yahweh, his hearts to other idols, and he is without any personal hope of resurrection and eternity in the future because he thought he had it all now. And I think he's looking back as he faces death, and he's thinking, how vain was all my upset and pain about jealousy? Because this life is ever so short, and when you die, well, all the jealousy issues go with you. And of course, the wisdom that we are to take from this is that don't get caught up not only in being jealous, but in the pain of other people being jealous of you, because this life is very, very short, and in death it will all be over. Why get so worked up that he's jealous of me and they're doing this, that and the other because they're jealous of me? Sure, that is true. But in the end, we are going to live forever without all that jealousy. All that is something of this life. And the mortality of man and the very short nature of human life should comfort us that this too shall pass. Jealousy too shall pass. And yet, I know so many people whose lives are caught up in the day-to-day business of what they think about, how they feel every day, according to what they tell me, by experiences of jealousy. Sibling jealousy and rivalry that started when they were kids goes on in families all their lives. Jealousy is absolutely awful. It stalks the generations, it destroys churches, it destroys relationships, because people take it all so deathly seriously. Whereas at the end of his life of suffering from jealousy, Solomon says, yeah, well, when you're dead, all the jealousy dies. But, I haven't got any hope for the future. All I can say is, jealousy dies when you die. Yes, Solomon. But see beyond it. And, you know, the way that he doesn't join the dots is because the whole thing of Ecclesiastes is recorded so that we do join the dots and see beyond his nihilism and lack of faith and future perspective and think, yeah, sure, jealousy is all going to finish when you die, so therefore, you know, join the dots, finish the sentence, complete the picture, so therefore, focus your life on the life that is to come. This life is not all you've got, therefore, don't be so caught up with issues of jealousy that, oh, they're jealous of me. Oh, it's unbearable what she thinks of me, how they treat me, how he treats me, etc. Sort of keeping a record of wrongs of other people's jealousy. So that instead of merely lamenting jealousy, as Solomon does at the end of Song of Solomon, and as he does throughout Proverbs, just stating for the sake of it, as he does in Proverbs 27:4, wrath is cruel and anger is overwhelming, but who's able to stand before jealousy? Well, yeah, don't just lament it. Join the dots and see that jealousy ends in death. But we are to have a perspective that is beyond this life and which goes on eternally. And in that eternal life, which is going to take up the vast, vast majority of our eternal existence, these jealousy issues will be over. So don't let them weigh so heavily upon you in this life.